Hello, and welcome to tonight's episode of Unapologetic Girl Talk with host Angela
and Shan.
Today's show topic is about single season. We'll discuss what single season is, how we are here, what we do in this time, how we're pursued, how to maintain during this season, the things that affect you during this time, what have you learned about yourself during this season, and things along those lines with single season, as we call it.
So what is single season? Single season to me is when you're basically enjoying your me time and you don't have any distractions. So I'm really in single season right now. What about you?
For me, I don't know. Single season is a couple different things that we'll be able to get into once we get into, like, the root of the show. So I'll tell y'all what single season is to me then. So what are your current things that you have going on this week?
Well, this week I've been working on some products for my business and basically just trying to get back to the norm, like I always say. I've been doing a lot of meditating because there's a lot going on, and I'm just trying to stay focused and grounded and find that inner peace, basically. What about you?
Well, for the most part, everything is kind of still the same with me. I necessarily don't think it'll ever be a norm again or whatever people considered a norm before. So for me, honestly, my reality hasn't changed. I'm still going to work every day, being that I'm in the medical field. But outside of that, that's kind of all that I really have going on right now. The gym is back open, so that makes me really happy because I am able to go work out. And yes, a lot of people are still scared to go work out, and I'm actually still kind of scared to go work out, but it is definitely my happy place. And usually when I go, the gym is pretty empty. I make sure that I clean everything before and after, you know, just to take care of myself and those who are as well around me. But yeah, I definitely have to find my thing to keep my life balanced.
Yeah, I've been thinking about getting me a membership somewhere, because I do feel much, much better after a great workout, you know, release some of those toxins or whatever you had going on prior to that time that you made it to the gym. So I can definitely agree with you on that. Working out is a big reliever for me as well.
Yeah.
But I just can't wait for the weekend. I haven't been so excited for the weekend in a long time. It seems like this whole week for me has been a little hectic at work. It's just because everything is kind of getting back into routine up there because, you know, I'm in the medical field too as well. And now that we're able to have the patients like we used to have, it makes business, you know, back to where it was before. And I'm ready for the weekend so I can have a little break.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Yeah, I don't get a break this weekend, unfortunately. But, I mean, it's the usual for me. It's my weekend on.
Yeah.
So I'll be at work all weekend. Big test Monday. But what's new? Same thing.
You're gonna pass.
Same thing, different week.
Yeah, you're going to do good on your test. You always do good on your exam. So during single season, a lot of women right now are very, very skeptical about dating because of prior incidents that they've had before. But I would have to say single season, it doesn't necessarily have to revolve around prior engagements. So I think that once we break it down and give you the gist and the ideas about single season, maybe you'll get a better idea. It's not bad that you want to be single at this time. It's just more of you focusing on yourself before you get into something, you know, more serious.
I mean, I think single season is something that can be different for everybody, honestly. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people in single season, they want to date. Some people in single season, they just want to work and better themselves. Some people want to draw closer to God. It's just, I think the problem is everybody wants what they think of something to be what everybody else thinks and feels about something, and that's just really not realistic on how things actually go. And it's about time that we normalize. We ain't all got to do the same thing. Like, we ain't all got to do the same thing. We don't all have to feel the same about stuff. It's just, it's okay. Like, you want to do what you want to do, and I'm going to do what I want to do, and that's just it. Like, I don't need to approve what you're doing. You don't need to approve what I'm doing. We just going to do our opposite things. And I don't feel like it should be a problem with that. That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, people, that's what I agree with you. People don't understand. Like, everything, whatever works for you doesn't mean that it's going to work for me. So accept it and move on. I mean, people can give their opinion about things, but ultimately it's your decision. You decide. You make that last say so. Just because someone is giving you their input doesn't mean you have to ride with it.
Right. And then, yeah, just because somebody's giving you their input don't mean you have to write. That is for sure the fact.
Oh, I didn't took a word out of my mouth. Something got a little choked up there. Hello. But, yeah, this show should be a real, really, really good show, because I think that we might have some different views about this subject today, maybe, Angie?
We have different views about every subject, Shane.
So this one, I think, we'll see. We'll see. I'm eager to hear what you have to say on this topic.
Not exactly sure why, but, I mean, I guess you're going to hear it anyway.
Yes, ma'am.
I guess you're going to hear it anyway. Don't let my response to these questions persuade yours.
Of course not. It won't. I mean, I'll listen, but, you know, ultimately I do my own thing.
That's best. Doing your own thing is always best, guys. Be your own you.
Yes. You have your own identity. We all have our own identity. So.
Very true. I mean, some people are not sure what they're who and what their identity is yet, but you have one. Trust me.
That'll be a good show.
I'm not sure. I'm in the business of helping people find themselves. I'm really not sure. Okay, y'all. Okay, so we're about to get into a little music here. Play a little song for you. All right, we'll be right back with some more of Single Season here on Unapologetic Girl Talk.
I'm all alone and I want you here. I called your phone because I want to hear. You tell me, baby, I wanna feel. Don't say you won't, and you know you will. I wanna tell you how good it feels, but I'd rather show you when you get here. When you get over here, won't need no underwear. On the floor or the chair, put your feet in the air.
Welcome back from that little music break. So if you're just tuning in, we're back from a music break on Unapologetic Girl Talk with your
Girl
host,
Talk.
Angela.
And Jen. Welcome back, y'all.
And tonight's topic is single season.
Yes, yes, we're talking about good old single season. So we already touched bases with you to let you know what single season is. Well, I touched bases on what I thought single season is, and said she was going to let us know what
Angela.
She, what her thoughts. Angela was going to go ahead and let us know what single season means to her.
Honestly, single season is different depending on the season for me. Like, it's never really the same. It just depends on, for me, what stage of my life that I'm currently in. So if I'm focusing on going forward in my career, then that's what my focus is during my single season. If I am, you know, in school, then, hey, my focus is on school at the moment. If my focus is just, you know, pouring into my child or spending more time with my family, then that's where my focus is. I just feel like each season of your life has its own guide or its own requirements. So I think the season that you happen to be single, it also has to reflect on the relationship that you just got out of, if you did just get out of a relationship, or if you are preparing yourself to go back into another relationship. This current single season for me is just about me kind of focusing on myself. I'm really being selfish with my time, my energy, and basically all the things that I decide that I'm going to invest in or not invest in. Excuse me.
Right.
Also, you know, just with everything going on in the world, my profession, you get to that point when you realize this, life is just too short for anything that does not add any type of value to you. Like, if it's causing you any type of stress, if it's causing you any type of headache, it's just like, I ain't got time. I don't want to be bothered with it. So that's another reason why I'm single, because I ain't got time. I don't want to be bothered with it. So,
and I'm ready to share that space right now with anybody. You enjoying that space, enjoying that me time with no distractions.
I don't even have really nothing to do with, you know, enjoying, like, being by myself or me time or anything like that. Like, I don't even really focus on not having a partner at all, because I've been single for a while. That ain't nothing new. So it's just more so, it's just something that I'm just not focused on. I'm not invested in it. Like, I don't feel like I am defined by a relationship at all. No, I'm not saying that I don't need a man. That's not what I'm saying at all. It's just, I'm saying right now that, hey, I ain't in no fucking relationship. I'm not searching for a relationship. If one happens to find me and I feel like it's worth investing in, I'll invest in it. But as of right now, that's not what's happening. So I am focused on Angela and Angela. Okay? That's it.
I get it. I think that for me, how and why I'm currently in this quote-unquote single season is, I feel like I'm not entertaining anyone right now to the point where I just want to just give somebody all of my time. I'm really still in the phase of really getting to know me, and I don't want to try to get involved.
Are we lying to the people?
What?
Are we lying to the people? Because I could have sworn.
No, we're not. Just sworn what?
I thought we was over here being honest with the viewers. I could have sworn we was over here being honest with the listeners. Ain't nobody in your life? Nobody.
I didn't say nobody. I'm saying that I'm not involved with anyone. That's what I'm saying. So
now,
I don't want to get
the definition of involved.
I'm not getting in a relationship with anyone right now because I don't feel like I'm at that point where I'm confident with myself. I'm not. I need to learn more about myself and get to my full potential before I get involved with somebody.
Knowing yourself is very important. It is very necessary.
Yeah, you don't want to fill that into something else and it's going to not work. So I think it's very important to know who you are and know yourself before you get involved with that person or start dating. And a lot of times that we have relationships, we wouldn't really, you know, we didn't understand ourselves. And sometimes when you're not sure about something within self, it can affect a lot of people around you or relationships, period.
That is very, very, very true.
Now, did you look up involved?
Mm-mm, I was looking at some shoes.
She wasn't.
I was looking at some shoes. But, yeah, I totally agree that you do definitely have to know who you are before you get involved with someone else, because a lot of times people go from relationship to relationship and they are unsure of who they are and they don't understand why every relationship keeps going bad. But the problem is you don't know who you are, and that's the reason why things go bad, because if you don't know you, then you don't know what you want. You don't know what you like, so you just settle for what you can get for the moment, and that's not healthy. Or you just settle you settle for what you can get and who you can get. And then later on you realize that that's not who or what you want.
You don't want to be in the settling season. You want to, you know, we don't do that. That's a no across the board. It's another show.
Some people settle. You know, they get tired.
I'm tired. I get tired, but not that tired. It's just that the trying to date right now, like you said, the settling, no, I don't think you should settle. If you know your worth, you know that you should not settle. And that goes with everything. Just because you've been wanting something for so long, or you think that it's best for you, but deep down in your gut, you know it's not for you, don't settle for it. If you have that feeling, then I say don't do it.
Well, that's that.
And some people settle to the point where they even get married just because they've been with somebody so long and they know that it's toxic, but they just do it because they've been with that same person forever. But both parties have cheated, lied, and lost trust for one another, but they still do it. That's just crazy to me.
I mean, that goes with, you know, wanting to do what's popular instead of what you want to do. For some people, marriage is the final destination, you know. They get there however they can get there. No judging here. Do what you do. But watch my shoes. Dance with your boo. But watch my shoes.
So the only single season, how do you maintain during this time?
Maintain what?
How do you maintain without having that another person in your life? Like, what do you do differently during this season, or do you do anything different within this season?
No. No. I've been single a long time. So I don't even remember my last season of when somebody was around, what I was doing. I probably wasn't working and in school at the time, so I probably had time. It's another thing. I don't even have time.
Time? Mm-mm. Yeah, if you're giving somebody your time, you have to be really important.
How do you maintain during the season?
I try to read more.
You have not even finished the book yet. You're probably even halfway done.
I have been reading, ma'am.
What chapter?
I have been reading the book. 4. And
4.
I took some notes.
This is week 4.
Okay.
That we started reading this book. And you just know chapter 4?
Yes,
how
I am.
How about you read more? No, you ain't read more than
I
you
have been reading more.
Uh-uh.
I have been reading more. You know, normally it takes me way longer to read a book.
I don't trust it. Y'all don't trust it.
Don't do me like that. I have been getting more into listening to his sermons as well, because they kind of go hand in hand. But, yeah, I've been reading more. I've been trying to meditate more and just try to set the vibe and relax more. Because I tend to, sometimes I feel myself putting more on that I need to, then I need to just sometimes relax and just say, hey, that can wait. Just chill out. Just take a break for myself. So, you know, during that time, just doing a little bit of that. That goes into my me time.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, I don't think.
But I would like to start working out more, because when you start working out and then you stop, you just feel kind of different. It's like I did all this for nothing.
Yeah. During a single season, when I feel like when I feel like you're in your single season and you're trying to get to like learn and know yourself, I feel like it's like certain things that you should kind of set as priorities or like goals for yourself, because if you're saying like, you know, you're getting to know yourself more in the season, but you're not actually making a conscious effort to get to know yourself, then are you really trying to get to know yourself during the season, or is that just the easiest way to describe not wanting to be involved with someone? Or is it just like, you know, you need to work on something, but you haven't figured out, like you haven't pinpoint that thing that you need to work out. I mean, that you need to work on, you know, to better yourself or figure out who you truly are or your purpose.
purpose. I like that. Finding that purpose.
When I went through my single season and I was trying to figure out who I was, it was like I got out of a relationship and I was like, you know, I don't feel like I know who I am anymore. I don't feel like I know what makes Angela happy. I don't feel like I know the things that I like to do when I want to relax or things like that. I honestly, I spent more time doing a whole bunch of random ass shit that I've never done before simply to find something that made me happy. So just kind of new experiences was like one thing. Mm-hmm. I read a lot of self-help books, and a lot of people read self-help books. A lot of people write self-help books. And I want to also say, mm-hmm. when you read a self-help book, it's not to become your guide to life. It's for you to pick and choose the things that apply to your life, add your twist on them to where they're able to best fit you. But it also doesn't do any good to read those books and not apply them, because you're just wasting your time and your money. So, you know, like reading self-help books, you know, kind of talk to other people. Like, I am actually pretty cool with anybody I've ever dated before. Like, I don't have any hate relationships at all. So, you know, I open up and I ask somebody, you know, like, what went wrong, or, you know, like, what was it? Mm-hmm. If you could change one thing about me, what would it be? And it's not to know what somebody else thinks of you, but it's to kind of get, like, that view from the outside looking in. Because sometimes you also need that view, not to change who you are, but to understand how other people perceive you. So,
yeah,
it has a lot to do with comprehension, not communication. So it's like, you know, how people comprehend the things that you say or the things that you do or your actions. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's just me and my time and season.
Okay. I like that, especially highlight purpose. That's very important to know that.
Right. So it's about that time in the book. We're going to take a little music break, and we'll be back with the rest of a single season here on Unapologetic Girl Talk.
Great.
The way you feeling, I know what you need and you can get it on, but
yeah.
I ain't like the others, so you're gonna discover it's that type of loving that can change your life. Ooh. I got all the time in the world, no expectations at all.
welcome everybody back to Unapologetic Girl Talk.
Angela.
And Shan. Okay, if you're just tuning in, we are talking about single season. So, I have a question. Is sex or affection acceptable during this time? I will have to say no. It's a no for me. Because, like I said before, single season, I'm focused on me and getting to know myself better, figuring out what I want to do whenever I'm ready to get back into the dating pool. So it'll have to be a no for me, for one, because I really don't like people touching me that I'm not interested in. So I just don't want you around me, period. Like, that kissy, touchy feeling, rubbing, no, I don't like it. Don't touch me. Especially now, don't touch me. I don't like it. What about you?
I'm sorry, y'all. Shit, my bad. For me, it kind of depends on my mood, to be completely honest. Sometime in my single season, I'm just single. You know, it's just this single season. I'm just single. And if I decide, I wake up one day and I decide I want to be bothered, then I'm bothered.
You don't bother me, God dang it.
I don't. It's just like, I don't know, like, because my single season right now is currently like, I'm not like anti-dating or anti-men or get the hell away or nothing like that. So I could think that's why it's different for me. So it's just like, you know, I have people that, I'm not going to say people. I have people who, I have person who has my attention. If I wouldn't have said it like that, I would have been able to say people, but I have person, who has my attention. But yeah, that's about it. I mean, it's nothing that's like, you know, you live here, I live there, we live together. No, it's none of that. So I think, hell, he might be in the same season as me, you know? I don't know.
Single season together.
So it's just like, I just feel like whatever the hell make you happy, do that. And I don't feel like there's nothing wrong with affection either during your single season, because affection can be given in multiple ways, you know? It doesn't have to necessarily be a physical form of affection. Sometimes it can be a nice little love letter. I appreciate those.
Love letter. Okay, let me write that down.
I feel like that's doable if you're not in the get the hell away from me stage of single season.
They get away from me is something else, I tell you. But
you really not want to be bothered. You just really don't want to be bothered.
Yeah, and it's best that you stay away because it'll save you a lot of time, a lot of trouble.
Right.
But
what have you learned about yourself, though, during your time in single season, since that's what you're kind of focused on right now?
I've learned that I do procrastinate. I'm a procrastinator. I try to work on that, but, like, really, I really realize that about myself, that I'll say I'm going to do something, and then I don't do it. But then, on the other hand, when I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do this, 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 and this, and I want end up doing all of that in one day. So I have my days where I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this, but then I don't do it. But then I have my days where I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this and this, and that's it. But then I have that whole list, and I look at it, I'm like, I have to do it all because I already said that I'm going to do it. So I've learned that about myself. I don't give myself enough time to relax. So that's why I'm at the point where I get into my vibe. I'm trying to do the more me time and meditate, because if you don't have that downtime, you're going to overwork yourself. You're going to always be tired, and it's draining and stressful, and you're always tired. So I have to – that's what I learned about myself, giving myself me time and just relaxing and not answering the phone when I'm sleeping. Turn – even don't even have it on vibrate because, you know, I'll do that. So I've learned that about myself. I need to relax more and not put myself in situations where I'm like, I feel like I'm overworked and it's out of my control. If it's out of my control, just let it be. Just try to relax during that time. So, yeah. What about?
I don't know. I procrastinate too, but shit, I produce some of my best material when I procrastinate, girl. That's probably why
true.
I still procrastinate.
That's true. But, yeah, that's what I learned. I just need to sometimes just take a breather and relax, chill out for a second, and then get back to it. And we've had some discussions like that when, you know, for school when I was telling you about certain things and you're like, just take a break from it and then go back to it. And sometimes that's the best thing that you can do is my break and reset, per se. You know what I mean?
Yeah. For sure. Breaks are very necessary. If you don't take them, your body will take them for you. Trust me.
Yeah. You know, I'm a, like, go, and then it's like, okay, I have to take that little break or you will tell me, hey, step back. But yeah, that's why I'm working on that. So hopefully I get better in that with that. What about you? What have you learned during this time?
Oh, I learned a lot about myself, but I learned about myself almost every day. Well, at least every week, I will have to say. So for starters, I'm really not a nice person, guys. Like, I'm just not. I think I've been told a couple times this week. Like a couple times this week, somebody done told me, like, you know, you kind of rude. I think they kind of sensitive, but I am a very direct person. And honestly, I just feel like I got a lot of shit going on. So I don't have the time to sugarcoat shit, to put fluff on it, to, you know, massage your feelings or whatever and whatnot. Like, I'm just about to say what I need to say to get it, you know, get it done, get it out the way. Yeah, I don't know when the world became so sensitive, but I'm not here for it. So that's one thing I learned about myself. My patience, it has improved, but it can definitely use some more work. It can use a whole lot more work, as a matter of fact, because I am not with the shit at all. Like, I just feel like after a certain time, after a certain age, after continuously doing some shit, like, yeah, I don't have patience for it no more. Like, I hate having to say the same thing more than once. Nothing irks me more than having to repeat myself. So, like, literally, I'm one of them people, like, after I say it the first time, I'm probably going to add a cuss word the second time. Because, like, I done already said this. Why am I saying it again? Like, can you not hear? Like, what the fuck is the problem? But, yeah, so patience, that's another one. This is not something that I learned about myself, but about other people. And this is the reason why I get so angry with people really fast. Well, I get annoyed with people really fast because a lot of people don't understand the value of time, like, because they don't value their own time. So they feel like, being that they don't value their time, they don't value my time. And that irks my entire soul. Like, I can't give my time back. You're wasting my time. I'm a very organized, time-managed person, even though I procrastinate. Yes, I am still very time-managed with my procrastination. Don't disrespect me. But I really feel like that's one thing that has always gotten under my skin. When people are inconsiderate of my time, I don't like when people, you know, do things like at the last minute. I don't like when people have me waiting. I just don't like it. Like, I can't get my time back. There's nothing that I can do to get time back. So when you waste my time, that gives me a different taste in my mouth about you.
Don't waste your time, guys. You hear it? You're not waste your time.
That's another thing that I learned about myself or about others, that they don't care about time. They're inconsiderate of your time because they're not in tune with theirs.
Okay.
Let's see. Let me think about anything else. Let me see.
What did you do? People saying you mean, you're mean.
People say that I'm mean simply because I'm straightforward. Like, I don't sugarcoat anything. Like, I don't. Like, whatever I have to say to you, I'm going to say it to you. And it's however you dissect it is how you dissect it. If you feel like me telling you to do your job is me saying that I don't like you, then hey, so fucking be it. But I still need you to do your job. So, you know, it's a numerous amount of things. Actually, they use the B word. Call me a B-I-T-C-H. And I was like, I've heard that word before.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
I can't with you right now.
What I do? It's only the truth, though. Like, it's the truth.
I mean, because they don't know you. They don't know you. I mean...
No, the problem is people are used to people fucking coddling them. And I'm not here for that shit. You are a fucking adult. Like, I don't care about none of that little whiny-ass shit that people are always talking about. Like, I got just as much shit going on in my life. If I don't bring my personal life and business to work, don't bring your personal life and business to work. If I don't bring my problems to you, don't bring your problems to me. Life happens to every fucking body. If I gave people half of what has been going on in my damn life this month, they would probably fold like a little baby receiving blanket. But am I over here bitching, whining, and complaining? No. All I'm asking you to do is what the fuck you were supposed to do. That's it. You know?
Yeah. But of course.
That's how people do, though. Like, you know, then they tell the supervisor and stuff, you know.
Oh, don't call a supervisor because that's going to make me not tell you to do your job. But, yeah, I get it.
No, I'm still going to tell you to do your fucking job. And I'll tell you in front of my supervisor to do your fucking job. But
yeah.
That's neither here nor there. This is not a current experience. This is a past experience, but it's still an experience in itself. And it was just an example of reasons I get called a bitch.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't think that's harsh. I really don't. I could definitely understand and I could agree with times that I've been a bitch to people. I can. I'm not in denial at all.
That's good. Step two. Admitting that she's not in denial.
Not at all. I'm not in denial about a lot of things, honestly. Not at all.
So I haven't been called the B word today or this week. I've just had a few people want to get a little bit too close for comfort in my personal space.
But yeah, I don't think people really following that whole 6 feet thing no more. Somebody was all on my damn heels at the store.
Yeah, I can't stand it. Like, especially when you're putting in your pen or using your card back up. If I can feel you breathing on me, you too close. Like,
that's one thing.
Exactly. That irks my soul. Like, you don't need to be that close to me when I'm paying for my groceries or whatever I'm paying for. Back up. That has nothing to do with COVID-19. You should have been backing up a long time ago. Either back up or I'm going to back you up. Shoot. Yeah, that's something that gets on my nerves.
Whoa.
Shoot. I'm just saying, though. Should have been practicing that distancing. You learned about personal space in what grade? Sorry, guys.
I'm not really sure.
They kind of got me a little hot because I just had a flashback of somebody doing that to me.
Yeah, I don't know what grade we learned about personal space, but I remember that lesson. I do.
It wasn't in the DARE program, was it?
In the DARE, that was about drugs.
I know.
They gave up on that
program.
Shit. Everybody on drugs. I be seeing the DARE people out there begging for help. They need help to help us. Hell, that's sad. Man, that's a crying shame. That's cold.
That
see what y'all did.
Ooh, oh my goodness, stop it. That is hilarious. But you're right, though. You see a lot of people out there with their units on. Their little dog used to trip me out, though. Was it a dog or a lion?
I don't know. I wasn't on drugs. I wouldn't even think about drugs.
I used to like that class. It was fun, though. I think that's why I liked it so much.
To be 100% honest, I don't even remember the fucking class. So, I clearly wasn't paying attention. I just remember we could wear jeans on that day.
Fashion. Always, huh?
So, I clearly wasn't there for the right reasons.
But you got the message because you don't do drugs. I'm going to look up that video tonight, a DARE video. But as we were discussing about single season, I think that moving forward, I'll definitely continue to figure out what I need to figure out with myself before I decide to get into that dating pool, because like I said before, it's very important to get in tune with self before moving on, knowing your purpose or figuring out what your purpose is and having your stuff together before you do anything. And just remember that you don't have to change your identity as well when you're moving forward into the dating pool. You still have a mind of your own, and whatever works for you should work for you, and you shouldn't be swayed by what anyone else has to say about whatever you're doing during your time, during your single season, per se.
What do you think, what is it that you think is missing, or that you feel like you need to figure out in order to move forward?
I really need to figure out if it's something that I really want to do.
I'm saying getting to know yourself. What is it about yourself that you want to get to know?
I want to be at a certain point in my life before I move forward. I want to have my stuff in order, in line, before I move on with someone else, because I will want to be with someone who has their stuff together. So
right.
I want to be able, to have business in order, my house in order. I want to be in tune more with religion and things of that nature. I just want to have all my ducks in a row, and so that when I get with that person and I know that that person has all of their ducks in a row and we can come together as one unit and make everything work as one.
So you feel like you should be the complete package when you meet your person?
Not the complete package. I want to feel like, okay, I'm good. I'm good with myself. I'm confident in myself. I know what I can bring. I don't have to have everything 100% complete. But I feel like I should have that feeling like, okay, I'm confident with myself. And I'm not at the point in my life where I'm just wanting to be in a relationship to be in a relationship, because that's not going to work.
Oh, I've definitely been in a relationship because I was broke before.
But that's just me. I just feel like I want to do something different for the next time I decide to move on.
Hey,
because it was times that I wasn't confident in self, and so I was letting anything fly just because. So, what about you, ma'am?
What about me? What?
What do you have to say about single season? What is your ending remarks about this show topic?
For me, my ending remarks will be, I'm kind of going to continue doing the same thing. I'm not necessarily rejecting dates, but I don't accept anybody who is willing to take me out. I'm more so definitely not a background check, but take the time to see if this is even like something that I'm willing to invest in. So for me, it's just making sure whatever I decide, or if I decide that I'm going to possibly get into something, to make sure this is something that I can see having some type of value in it. And if not, then it's just not something that I'm willing to even entertain. And between that, that's like the main thing during my single season. Other than that, I'm really just kind of focusing on myself. Like I said before, like I'm just drawing closer to the Lord because he is my savior. But no, really, I am drawing closer to the Lord. What else?
That's good.
It's kind of hard with my full schedule. Like I really don't have time to add a whole bunch of other stuff in. So with work, school, and I squeeze in workout, to be honest, just so that I have an escape. That's my escape. And not to mention, I am as well still a full-time mom. I just don't say that because I don't feel like that's a thing, like an like that's just a part of life. Like, you know, I don't say it like it's not a job or like school. So it's just like, you know, it's part of the process. Like it's not a added thing. It's not like I can clock out or some shit. So there's also that. But and and he as well demands his time and attention. He don't play that either. So I don't really know, guys. I say that I'm ready to date, but then if somebody like start dating me, I'm gonna be like, ooh, I'm nervous. So I'm not really sure. I ain't gonna even lie. Like I don't even know how to like people no more.
Things have been kind of weird, but hey, it's a process. So I mean, when that time comes or whatever, it'll come. But like you said, getting closer to God, I like that. I really do like that. I'm trying to get back into it because I know I feel like I haven't been how doing what I was supposed to do like I have been prior, and I want to get back into the word. But everything is a process, like I said. But I really enjoyed this conversation that we had tonight, the show. I think we touched bases on just about everything, and it was a really, really good show for me. And thank you guys as well for tuning in. Like we say, every week we're on, every other week we're on. We're on at 9 p.m. Central. And like we said, you can also email us if you have any ideas for a show topic. You can email us at unapologeticgirltalk1@gmail.com. We're also on Twitter. You can follow us at unapologeticgi2. And we're also on Instagram. That's unapologetic_girltalk. So once again, we really appreciate you guys for tuning in every week. We thank you for the support, and we're here to talk with you every Thursday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Every other week.
I'm sorry, guys. Every other week. Do you have anything you have to say, Angela?
I don't. I want everyone to have a good week end. You know, stay safe. I know a lot of places are getting a lot of rain right now. Houston is kind of off and on with the rain. So stay safe, stay dry, stay in the house still if you don't have to be out. Take care of yourself and others. And that is all I have.
Yes, and love on your family, love on your kids. Just love one another and just tune in. Every other Thursday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you for tuning in to Unapologetic Girl Talk with
Girl Talk. Angela
And Chan. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.